all take responsibility for different issues on the list of issues, and we, as a result, are able to ask very precise questions, and we try to do that, again, to be clear, so that we can offer suggestions. And with that spirit in mind, I actually do not have a question. I have a suggestion, because on the issues that I raised, which included independence of the judiciary, the application of the covenant in domestic legal systems, access to justice, the Legal Aid Bureau, decentralization of the judiciary, I have heard, for those issues, very detailed and concrete responses, and I thank you for that. My suggestion is to make that good news more widely available and known across Suriname. So, for example, I know that, I believe it was in 2019 or 2020, the Court of Justice launched a website and posted information about its cases. So that's a very good thing. It means that you can find these cases and the public can know about them. The same could be done for investigations by the Public Prosecutor Service. The same could be done for the plans to decentralize the judiciary. It doesn't have to be very extensive, but information that is generally shared, especially with those stakeholders and communities that are perhaps not in the capital, but are in some of the outlying districts, the efforts that are being made, I think would be a worthwhile initiative and one that could be done hopefully without a very large expenditure of resources or personnel. Again, transparency and outreach, especially about things as important as the independence of institutions in the legal system, are really quite important and worth being shared more widely. So that is my suggestion for your consideration, and I again thank the delegation sincerely for dealing with what I know is a bit of a barrage of questions. That is how we operate, but it is out of a desire to learn more in a very abbreviated time frame. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a usted, señor Helfer, por compartir su estas puntualizaciones y también estas reflexiones. Seguidamente, señor jefe de delegación, usted, disponemos de un tiempo de aproximadamente 25 minutos. ¿Usted podría en este momento y junto con su delegación dar respuesta a estas consultas de seguimiento planteadas por los miembros del comité? Tiene usted la palabra.